Shalom.
平安。
It's good to be here again.
在这里真是很好。
I always feel the kindness and the warmth of this congregation.
每次来到当中就可以感受到弟兄姐妹的美好跟温暖。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Father, we come before you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前。
We want to praise you.
我们要赞美你。
For your grace and your kindness towards us.
为你的恩典跟你的美善来感谢你。
I pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我请求圣灵的同在。
Be with the one who is speaking and to the ones who are listening.
求主与听的和讲的人同在。
May Jesus Christ be lifted high and be glorified.
愿主在我们的聚会当中被高举的荣耀。
I'm thankful for Sister Fanan for her dedication and the talented gift to serve you.
我为芬兰姐妹愿意侍奉的心智向你献上感谢。
May we serve as one to bring glory to your name.
让我们有同合一的心一起来服侍，将荣耀归于神。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
啊 ，Today I've chosen a topic, forget and press on.
今天我选择了一个主题，忘记与努力。
The two questions we are going to address, are as follows.
今天我们要来谈论两个问题。
The first question we want to address is, what do Christians need to forget?
第一个问题我们要谈论的是基督徒要忘记什么事。
And the second question we would like to address is, how do Christians need to press on?
第二个问题我们要来谈论的是基督徒要努力什么事情。
For us to know the scripture, we need to know the background of the passage.
我们要来明白今天的经文，要先来知道经文的背景。
The book of Philippians is one of Apostle Paul's prison episodes.
腓立比书是保罗所写的监狱书信中的一本。
In other words, while he was in prison, he wrote this book.
另外一方面来说，就是说他是在监狱里面写这本书的。
The theme of Philippians is having Jesus Christ as my all.
腓立比书的主题是以耶稣基督为我们的一切。
Even though many people think the theme is joy.
虽然很多人都认为这本书的主题是讲喜乐。
Joy is also appear many times in the book.
喜乐在这本书里面的的确确出现很多遍。
But joy is not the theme, but the result of having Jesus as my all.
但是喜乐并不是主题，而是以耶稣基督为我们一切所得到的一个结果。
Even though the Philippian church is a very good church.
虽然腓立比教会是一所很好的教会。
But it's still not a perfect church.
但是他仍然不是一个完美的教会。
So Paul had to write the book to deal with several issues.
因此，保罗仍然需要写一本书信来回答他们几个的问题。
One of the main issues is whether circumcision is required for salvation.
其中的一个问题就是救恩是否包括需要割礼。
The passage we are going to look at today is part of a bigger passage.
我们今天要看的一段经文是很重要的一段。
In verses 3 to 8, first part.
从第三章的三节到八节的前半段是一段。
It's talk about Apostle Paul's past mistakes.
这里谈到使徒保罗过去的错误。
And then the second part, from verse 8, second part to 16, is Apostle Paul's present goal.
第二段的经文是三章八节的后半段，一直到第十六节，是讲到保罗现在的标杆。
One of the a racing metaphor is being used in the passage in verses 13 to 14.
保罗在十三节到十四节这里用到了竞技场上赛跑的一个比喻。
And then let's go into the content today.
让我们来看今天的内容。
Who do Christians need to what?It's not who. What do Christians need to forget?
基督徒应该要忘记什么事？
In the passage, he told us that we need to forget what is behind.
在经文里面告诉我们，我们要忘记背后的事。
Verse 13 says, "Forgetting what is behind."
第十三节说忘记背后。
And then we have to understand what Paul is talking about when he say what is behind.
那我们要来明白保罗所说的背后的事是指什么呢？
AndIt was being mentioned in verses 4 to 6.
在三章四节到第六节提到这件事。
If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族，便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
When you look at the passage, very often we use this passage and say, okay, let's in the new year we'll forget all our failures.
今年是2019年，我们可能会说新的一年让我们忘记过去失败的事情。
But Paul is not forgetting what the world considers as failure.
但是保罗他要忘记的事情并不是世人眼中那些失败的事。
But at the same time, he is not forgetting what the world views as success.
但是同时那些事也不是世人眼中所看到的成就。
Then we may be confused. You know, if we don't remember our failures and success, what are we going to forget?
那我们可能会有点混淆了。那如果我们不是要忘记过去的失败，也不是要忘记过去的成就，那我们要忘记的是什么事呢？
In Paul's past mind, he was very successful.
在保罗他的过去，他是一个非常有成就的人。
He's no doubt God's people.
他毫无疑问的是神的选民。
To be God's people, you need to be coming out of the Israel nation.
你要成为神的子民，你必须是以色列人。
And also, you need to know which tribe you belong to.
然后你还要知道说你是属于哪一个支派的。
Paul knows that he came out from the tribe of Benjamin.
保罗他自己知道他是属于便雅悯支派的。
In people's mind, he was faultless in laws.
在世人的眼中，他是在律法上面无可指责的人。
So what are the things behind?
所以忘记背后的事情是指什么呢？
It's about things God viewed as failure.
他要忘记的是神眼中所看为失败的事。
Let me repeat.
让我再重复一次。
We need to forget what is behind are things people consider as success, but yet in God's mind as failures.
我们所要忘记的是，在世人眼中可能是一个成就，可是在神眼中是失败的事情。
All his success,
他所有的成就
led to one result,
带来一个结果。
He persecuted the church.
他逼迫教会。
So what he need to forget are the things that are successful in people's mind.But are failures in God's mind.
所以他所需要忘记的是那些世人眼中所谓的成就，可是在神眼中是失败的事。
And he told us we need to have the right attitude.
然后保罗告诉我们，我们需要有一个对的、正确的态度。
What are the right attitude?
我们对背后的事应有的态度是什么呢？
When we talk about forget, we all always refer as not being able to remember.
当我们提到忘记，也是我们可能想要说就是记不起来。
But Paul was not talking about unable to remember.
但是保罗在这里并不是讲说记不起来。
In the contrary, Paul remembered really well what the past were.
相反的，保罗对他过去的事情记得清清楚楚。
I find it very unbiblical. We say we forgive and forget.
我们常常在说我们要忘记，我们要饶恕，要忘记。
I've yet met somebody who can forget.And forgive. Have you? If you have, you tell me.
但是我们对那些忘记或是饶恕的人，却是常常生气，对他们对着他们生气的。
That's why it's so difficult to forget.
因此要忘记是不容易的。
Because if you remember, it seems that you cannot forget.
因为你看记得这件事情的时候，你就是很难忘记的。
What was Paul talking about?
那保罗在这里是讲什么呢？
He was talking about a change of thinking.
他讲的其实是一个看法上面的一个改变。
When you look at the past from the thinking of gain to the thinking of loss.
当他在看他过去的事情的时候，他把他的思想，把有益的事情，把它变为是有损的事。
But whatever will gains to me, I now consider...Lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。
You see, the The thing that is changed is the value system.
所以我们这里可以看到，所改变的是一个价值系统。
That's why sometimes you ask a non-Christian to come to church is very difficult.
这就是为什么有时候我们邀请未信主的朋友来到教会是很难的。
They have to take the children to Chinese school.
他们必须要带孩子去中文学校。
They have soccer games in the morning.
他们在早上有足球赛。
And one of my former brother in the congregation said, the only day I can remodel my house is Sunday.
我以前在教会有一个会友说，我唯一有时间来整理装饰我的房子的就是礼拜天。
And then the person will add, it's very important.
然后那个人还说，这是很重要的。
So in comparison, coming to church is not as important as remodeling the house on Sunday.
所以比起来来教会跟装潢他的家里就不什么重要了。
If his value system doesn't change, it's no point persuading him to come to church.
如果他的价值观不改变的话，要说服他来教会是很难的。
So Paul was talking about a change in value system.
所以保罗这里讲到的是一个看法上面的改变。
What people consider as gain.
世人看为是有益的。
When it goes through the eyes of God, when it's lost, he makes that change.
但是透过神的眼光来看他是有损的时候，保罗就去改变了。
So forget is about a change of value system.
所以忘记是指到说要改变价值系统的一个改变。
And when you talk about forget, it also talk about a change of our actions or conduct.
当我们讲到忘记的时候，我们也讲到在行动上面的一个改变。
You talk about giving up.
他讲到丢弃。
In verse 8, for those sake I have lost all things.
三章八节，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
I find it very easy to pick up things.
我发现要拿起东西来很简单。
But willing to put it down is very difficult.
但现在你拿起这个东西再放下就不容易了。
I have this Jeep that I have owned since 2005.
我有一辆吉普，是我2005年的时候有的。
I fall in love with this Jeep.
我非常的爱这辆吉普车。
But for the last 5 years,
但是在过去五年
it has been sitting in the garage.
这部车都一直停在我的车库里。
My wife tried to persuade me.
我的太太试着说服我。
If you're not using it, why don't you get it away?
你如果不再用这辆车，为什么不把它弄走呢
？And then I would say to her, one day I will repair the car and I can use it again.
但是我告诉她，有一天我会修好这辆车，然后我要再开这辆车。
And then recently my daughter got a car.
那最近我的女儿有了一辆车。
Then there's a competition.
那现在这里有一场比赛了。
We have three cars, but only two parking space in the garage.
我们家里现在有三辆车，但是我们只有两个停车库的位置。
So my wife tried to persuade me again.
但是，所以现在我太太又试着说服我了。
You know, we need another parking space. You see, when it's snowing, you know, it's good if we can park another car inside.
你知道我们实在是需要停车的位置。当外面下雪的时候呢，我们希望能够把车停进来。
Am I being persuaded? Am I persuaded?
那你觉得我能够被说服吗
？Definitely no.
当然不可能的。
And then she knew that I respect my mechanic very much.
那他我太太知道说我很尊重帮我修车的人。
They came up with a new idea. It's very difficult to not agree.
他们有了一个新的办法，这个办法让我很难不去同意。
And my mechanic said,
帮我修车的那个人说
you are such a good Jeep.
这是一台非常好的吉普车。
Even though it's not moving.
虽然它现在不能动。
But once you repair it,
但是你只要修了它
，I know somebody who treasures it very much.
我知道有人会很宝贵这辆车。
I am kind of like move a little bit, but at the end, no.
我听了以后心里有一点动，但是最后我还是决定不要。
You know why would I do that? It's a matter of value system.
你知道我为什么会这样的？因为这是一个价值系统的观念。
What I consider as valuable in my wife's mind is not valuable.
我认为宝贵的，在我太太眼中并不是那么的珍贵。
But you know, my man ego came in. Honestly, if I had to say something, I really have to give up that Jeep.
你知道，我其实是有男人的自尊的，但是如果 真的有需要的时候，我还是会放弃这台吉普车的。
I find it very hard to give away things. I don't know whether you know. I don't like to give away my things.
我很不喜欢把我的东西丢弃。
But when I look at this one, I really, really have to give it up.
但是当我看到今天这个经文的时候，我也想说，有些东西我的确需要丢弃。
It can be as easy as a Jeep that is not movable for 5 years.
可能这个该丢弃的东西就是停在那里不能动。已经五年的一台吉普车。
We need to forget.
我们需要忘记。
I'm not talking about not being able to remember.
我并不是在讲说我们记不起来。
I'm talking about change of value system.
我讲的是我们要改变我们的价值系统。
We need to change our value system.
我们要改变我们的价值观念。
If you change your value system, you will change your mind about coming to church on Sunday.
如果你改变了你的价值观念以后，你可能就会改变你的思想，而决定礼拜天来到教会。
It will change your willingness to serve in the church.
你就会被改变，而愿意来教会侍奉。
It starts with what you think.
这里都从你的思想开始。
But you need to put in action. It affects things you do.
然而，你要把你所想的事情用在行动上面。
We have to know that we are all not perfect.
我们都要知道，我们并不是完美的人。
There's no perfect people.
世上没有十全十美的人。
There have been a couple who have been married for 20 years.
有一对夫妇，他们结婚了20年。
Very loving couple.
他们非常相爱。
On their wedding anniversary, the wife asked her husband.
在他们二十年的周年纪念的时候，太太问了丈夫。
How will you grade me as a wife, my beauty?
你对我的外表你会怎么样来？对我的美善，你会怎么样来评分呢
？And the husband was very wise.
这个丈夫呢非常有智慧。
I think you get 8 out of 10.
这个丈夫回答说：“我认为你是十全八美。”
The wife was so happy.
太太对这个评价颇为满意。
But she was curious.
但是她很好奇。
Then she asked her husband.
她就问她的丈夫。
I'm just curious. What are the two, the point that I am missing?
我很好奇我所缺乏的那两美是什么呢
?What are the two beauties I'm missing?
我所缺的两美是什么呢
?And the husband should have kept quiet.
这个丈夫应该是要闭嘴的。
He jokingly said something.
但是他打趣地说
,The two beauties that are missing is the outside beauty and the inside beauty.
你所缺的两美是内在美和外在美。
If somebody missed those two, then what else are left?
所以还有什么剩下的呢
？But we are like that, right? We are not perfect.
我们都像这样子的，我们都不是十全十美的。
And there are room to change.
我们都是有改变的空间的。
In our thinking and also in our conduct.
在我们的思想上，在我们的行为上，都有改变的空间。
I also have to learn.
我自己也必须要学习。
I don't know whether I tell you my story.
我不知道我没有跟你们讲过我自己的故事。
I am one of the few pastors who like to study.
我是一个喜欢读书、喜欢学习的一个牧师。
I got 2 bachelor degrees and I got 3 master's degrees.
我有两个学士的学位，有3个硕士的学位。
And I was voted in the Who's Who among American colleges in 2003.
在2003年的那个大学校园的名人榜上，我是有名的。
I also changed the grading system of one of my schools.I changed the grading system of one of my schools.
Oh, 我在我读过的一间学校里面改变了他们的评分的系统。
I like taking all the extra credits.
我修了一些所有额外的学分。
So I always the final is 105, 110 out of 100.
我每一次期末考试，我的分数都是100分或是105分的。
So what should I do?
那我应该做什么
？I ask myself, it needs to be indicated.It needs to be shown that I get 105. People need to know I get 105.
Oh, 我需要让人知道说我拿了这样105分的分数。
So I go to the registrar and say that, do you offer A plus?
我去那些教务办公室问说你们有给那种100多分的吗
？A plus, get not only A but A plus.
你们给的分数有那种。A 加的分数吗？
They said we have never done it before, but we can think about it.
他们说我们从来没有这样子做过，但是我们可以想一想。
So at the end, I am the one who changed the system. I got 5 A plus on my transcript.
所以我后来在那学校，我是第一个拿到这样子有 A 加的分数的。
So I think I'm well prepared to serve in the church.
所以我认为说我自己装备的很好，我是已经预备好要来服侍了。
But sometimes you think that you're successful, you better talk to your daughter.
但是当你自己认为你很有成就的时候，你最好跟你的女儿谈谈。
You know, having 5 degrees have nothing to do with how successful you are to get along with your daughter.
你虽然你有很好的成就，虽然你有很好的成绩，但是不代表你能够跟你的女儿相处得很好。
About 2 weeks ago, my daughter said to me,
两个礼拜以前，我的女儿跟我说
，Oh, mommy, daddy, I'm going out to bowling.
爸爸，我要出去打保龄球。
I look at the clock, 9 o'clock, bowling at 9:30.
我看了时钟，那时候已经是晚上九点了。你要九点半要去打保龄球。
So I asked one more question.
所以我又问他一个问题
：Are you going with one person or a group of people？
你是自己一个人，你是跟一个人去，还是要跟一群人去
？And then she said, "I'm going with one person."
然后他说我是跟一个人出去。
I should have stopped there.
我是应该在那里就不要再问了。
I asked her, "Are you going with a boy or are you going with a girl?"
可是我又接着念，我接着问你是要跟一个男的出去，还是要跟一个女的出去
？After a long struggle, my daughter said, "I think I'm going out with a boy."I think, you know, the way how she answered, I think I'm going out with a boy.
但想了很久以后，他跟我说，我想我是跟一个男的出去。
Then I should have stopped there.
那我应该就在那里不要再问了。
And then I ask her, is he a Christian or not?
我要问，那这个男的是一个基督徒吗？
Then we have a long discussion.
接下来我们有一个很长很长的讨论。
I said to her, didn't I say to you that before you date a guy, you date him in a group?
我不是跟你讲过吗？当你要跟一个男孩子交往的时候，你应该在一群人当中跟他一起交往的。
And when you date, I think you should date a Christian.
然后我认为你应该是跟一个基督徒的男孩子交往。
And my daughter responds.
那我的女儿这样回答我。
I am already 21.
我已经21岁了。
I'm just being polite to inform you.
我只是很有礼貌的告诉你。
I don't have to listen to you.
我不需要听你的话。
If I don't listen to you, what can you do?
如果我不听你的话，你能怎么样呢？
She has never talked to me like that before.
她过去从来没有这样跟我讲过话。
I tell you, I was jumping up and down in my bedroom.
我可以告诉你，我在我的房间上上下下的跳着。
And after teaching people how to do parenting, I find myself hopeless.
在我常常教导人家怎么样教育子女，我现在发现我自己很没有希望。
I can only cry out to God, help.
我只能跟神呼求，求他帮助我。
I still want to make a point.
我只是要告诉大家一件事。
My daughter said to me, I'm just going out to a friend. I'm not dating him.
我的女儿其实是告诉我说，我只是跟一个朋友出去而已，我不是跟他再有交往。
And I said, it's clear to you, but it's not clear to him.
那我对我女儿说，你自己是这样认为，可是那个男孩子并不一定这样子想。
Then she said, "How do you know?"
那他就说你怎么知道呢？
I am mature enough. I know what to do.
我跟他说，因为我很成熟，我是知道的。
Then at that point, my wife said to me, "You know, your daughter has grown up already. You know, don't talk too much."
在那个时候，我的太太跟我说，你的女儿已经长大了，你不要说太多了。
So it's 2 against 1.
所以现在是两个对一个。
So what can I do? I just go back into my bedroom. I feel like crying.
So I 能够怎么做呢？我只能够回到房间，在那边哭。
I was really crying.
我真的是在那里哭。
You know, all my degrees do not help me at all. Really, it doesn't.
我所有的学位对我一点帮助都没有。
So in my pain, I really pray to the Lord.
在我的痛苦里面，我真的是向神祷告。
I said, Lord, what have I done wrong?
我说神啊，我做了什么错事呢？
Should I have kept quiet?
我真的是应该安静不说话吗？
And then when my daughter came back around past 12 o'clock, my blood was boiling inside me after 12.
最后那个晚上，我女儿在半夜之后才回来，我那时候是热血沸腾。
I cannot talk, and then she cannot talk.
我那时候根本没有办法说话，我的女儿也不说话。
The whole Saturday was a very difficult one.
那整个礼拜六就是一个很难过的一天。
But then in the evening, I really sensed the Lord's help.
但是到了晚上，我真的是感受到神的帮助。
My daughter came into my room.
我的女儿来到我的房间。
And then my daughter said, "Now, Daddy, can I say something to you?"
我的女儿说，爸爸，我可以跟你说一些话吗？
I was holding my chair tight. I was holding my chair tight. I was very scared.
我坐在椅子上抓得很紧，因为我很害怕。
Her reply was totally unexpected.
我一点都没有想到她会这样子来回答我。
I only tried to pray the night before.
我在前一晚我只是试着跟神祷告而已。
And then she said to me.
然后我女儿跟我说。
Daddy, I'm really sorry.
爸爸，我真的是很抱歉。
You know, I'm really way out of line yesterday.
哦，我知道我昨天晚上真的是很过分。
You know, you are right.
你知道你是对的。
It was very clear to me. It was not very clear to the boy.
你是对的，我自己心里很清楚。可是那个男的并不是像我这样想的那么清楚。
The reason why I came home so late.
我昨天晚上会回来的这么晚的原因是
because I had to explain to her. I explained to him.
因为我必须要对他解释。
She didn't feel the same as the way he felt about her.
我的女儿对那个男孩子的感受跟那个男孩子对她的感受其实是不一样的。
And then the response was unexpected.
那个结果是意想不到的。
The daughter said,
我的女儿说,
From now on,
从现在开始,
I want your blessings if I'm going to date again.
如果我要再有交往的时候, 我要你的祝福。
I would not date a boy without dating in a group first.
我以后一定不会跟一个男孩子交往，在我在一群人当中认识他，跟他交往之后。
And I don't want to date a non-Christian.
我也不会跟一个非基督徒的男孩子交往。
I felt that I have done many things wrong the night before.
我感觉到说我前一个晚上做了很多错的事。
But one thing I did right.
但是我做对了一件事。
I felt that I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
因为我感到那个时候我是不知道怎么办。
The only thing I did right was ask God for help.
唯一我做对的事就是我跟神呼求，求他帮助。
What I did the night before could not be undone.
我那前一个晚上所做的事情没有办法被修补。
But when I relied on the Lord, the change in 24 hours was really surprising.
但是当我依靠神的时候，24小时之后事情的改变是让我很意外的。
So we need to forget what is in the past.
所以我们需要忘记背后。
The thing that people consider as success, but the things that God considers as failures.
那个事情就是在世人眼中所谓的成就，可是在神眼中是失败的。
It's not about not remembering.
忘记并不是讲说记不起来。
It's a point about the change of value system.
是一个价值思想体系的改变。
It's about a change in our actions.
是一个行动上面的改变。
The second question that Apostle Paul was trying to answer.
使徒保罗他所要回答的第二个问题
What do Christians need to press on?
基督徒要努力什么事
Christians need to press on toward what is ahead.
基督徒要努力面前的事
Verse 13, straining toward what is ahead.
十三节努力面前
What is the things ahead?
面前的事是什么呢
Apostle Paul was very clear.
使徒保罗很清楚
He said, we have to know Christ.
他说我们要认识基督。
To know his worth and his power.
知道他的复活跟他的能力。
Verse 8 and 10.
第八节跟第十节。
The surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus our Lord. Verse 10. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection.
因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
In the future, Apostle want to experience the power of Christ and also to learn about his worth.
在未来，保罗他希望能够认识基督的大能以及基督的宝贵。
You know that I am not of the charismatic type. No, 灵恩的, I'm not that type.
大家都知道我不是属于灵恩派的。
But it doesn't mean that we don't talk about the power of Christ.
但是并不 这不代表说我不提耶稣基督的能力。
Let me share a testimony.
让我跟大家分享一个见证。
How I experienced the power of Christ in two dying patients.
我要跟大家分享我如何看见神在两个濒临死亡的病人的身上的大能。
One was a 100 years old non-Christian.
一个是100岁的老基督徒。
He is the grandfather of the whole family, great grandfather of the whole family.
他是一个家庭里面的一个曾祖父。
Four generations together.
在他的家中有四代同堂。
So I got a call one Sunday.
有一个礼拜天我收到一个电话。
Pastor, can you come and pray for my father? Medical doctor said that he may not pass through this evening.
牧师，可以请你来我家为我父亲祷告吗？因为医生说他可能过不了今天了。
We want him to at least live until the next morning to see all his family.
我们希望他还能够撑到明天，可以见到他的全家人。
I'm really scared.
我心里很害怕。
To pray for a patient so he will not die and live for another day.
要为一个病人祷告，让他今天不死，还能够活到明天。
So I went.
但是我去了。
I pray.
我祷告了。
Expecting a phone call the next morning telling me that he has died.
我心里想说，第二天我可能就会接到电话说，他昨天已经过世
了。I did receive a phone call.
但是我却没有收到电话。
I received a phone call.
我收到了电话。
And the sister told me.
那位姐妹告诉我。
My father woke up and he asked for food. He has been eating.
我的父亲醒了，他要了东西吃，他现在正在吃东西。
I pray for him to live one more day.
我为他祷告，让他能够再存活，多存活一天。
The Lord is very merciful.
神真的是很有怜悯。
He lived for three more months.
他后来又存活了三个月。
I really feel that it's not coincidence.
我真的感觉到这不是巧合。
I really feel the power of Christ.
我真是感受到这是神的能力。
It has nothing to do with me.
这跟我没有关系。
I don't even think that I can extend his life for one more night.
我自己都没有把握说我的祷告能够让他多存活一个晚上。
At the end, he lived for three more months.
但是最后他却又存活了三个月。
It's not even something the family was asked about.
这也不是他的家人所要求的。
They asked for one night and...God gave them 3 months.
他们只要求能够多一个晚上，但是神却给了他们三个月的时间。
So I said, "Oh, I can pray, and people can live longer."
所以我想说，我现在可以为人能够活长一点来祷告。
And I got a phone call.
然后我又收到了一个电话。
About a 30 years old young man.
是一个三十岁的年轻人。
And the medical doctor said that he was going to die the next day.
那个医生也说他第二天可能就会。
The night before, he was not even conscious.
在他去世的前一个晚上，他甚至是昏迷的。
Then I went to pray for. He was a non-Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
And then, what happened was, I prayed for him, and the night, and the day after I prayed for him, he died.
然后我那天还是去为他祷告，然后第二天他就去世了。
Won't you scratch your head?Won't you scratch your head and wonder?
你听到这样的，你会不会觉得抓你的头，觉得奇怪呢？
You pray for a 100 years old man.
你为一个100岁的老人家祷告。
And he lived for 3 more months.
他又多活了三个月。
You pray for a 30 year old man. He died the next day.
你为一个30岁的年轻人祷告，可是他第二天就过世了。
Is there the Lord God's power in it?
在这当中有神的能力吗？
Yes.
是的。
I went to talk to him.
我去跟他谈话。
Share Christ with him.
我跟他分享耶稣基督。
And he immediately accepted Christ.
那个晚上，他马上接受了基督。
And his life changed completely.
他的生命完全的改变。
I asked him.
我问他。
What would you like me to pray for you about?
你想要我为你祷告什么？
He said, I thought he was talking about.Oh, pray for my health so that I can recover.
我以为他会跟我说，为我的身体祷告，让我能够健康起来。
He was from Indonesia.
他是从印尼来的。
He was the he's the oldest grandson in the family.
他是他家中的长孙。
And he came from a very rich family.
他的家庭非常的富有。
And the grandfather was about to give all his business to this 30 years old young man.
他的祖父是准备把他所有的产业都给这个长孙。
Won't he want to leave and take over the business?
他难道不想能够再活久一点，能够拥有这一切的产业吗？
He asked me to pray for his parents only.
但是他却要求我为他的父母祷告而已。
The parents' marriage were in trouble.
他父母的婚姻有问题。
And afterwards, I said, "Anything else? You want me to pray about?"
在他说了之后，我又问他说，还有其他的事情你要我祷告吗？
No, no. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about.
他说没有，我父母的婚姻的事情是唯一我希望你祷告的。
He died.
后来他去世了。
But is there the power of God in there?
但是你没看到神的能力在其中吗？
Yes.
是的。
Before he died, he accepted Christ.
在他去世之前，他接受了基督。
His mind focused on the most important thing in his life.
他的思想已经专注在他生命里面最重要的事情。
The relationship of his parents.
就是他父母的关系。
I'm happy to be an Asian to experience God's power, on two dying patients in two different ways.
我很高兴我自己有机会能够经历神的能力，在两个病人的身上看见神的大能。
So, knowing Christ, his power and his worth.
所以认识耶稣基督，晓得他的大能和他的宝贵。
And also, the second point is to gain Christ. Not only know Christ, but to gain Christ.
第二件事是我们要得着基督，不只是认识基督，也要得着基督。
Verse 8 and 9.
第八节到第九节。
That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith.
为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，乃是因信神而来的义。
He's talking about gaining Christ.
这里他讲到得着基督。
It's not just talking about the righteousness of being saved.
他并不是讲到得救的一个义。
He was talking about sanctification.
他讲到成圣。
The righteousness of Christ.Being a reality in his life.
在基督里面的义是在他生命里面的一个事实。
To know Christ is about his worth and his power.
认识基督就是认识基督的宝贵跟他的能力。
To gain Christ is to gain his righteousness as a daily experience.
得着基督是得着耶稣基督的义，在他生活每日的生活里面得着这个义。
Not only knowing Christ,
不只是认识基督
Not only gaining Christ,
不只是得着基督
He talked about becoming like Christ.
他讲到要效法基督
Verse 10.
第十节
Participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
和他一同受苦，效法他的死
What Paul wanted to participate and becoming are not success and prosperity.
保罗使徒保罗他所渴望的并不是成就和亨通
But sufferings and death
而是基督的受苦和他的死
To imitate Christ and to be like him
效法基督能够像他
So is that the goal you have for what is ahead?
这也是弟兄姐妹你们的目标吗
Do you want to know Christ more?
你愿意更认识基督吗
You want to gain Christ?
你愿意得着基督吗
You want to imitate Christ?
你愿意效法基督吗
But how does it look like?
那是一个什么样的情形呢
We need to know that we need to have a not yet attitude.
我们必须要有一个不自满的态度。
I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
This is a not yet attitude.
这是一个不自满的态度。
So therefore, there's still room to grow.
因此，我们就看到我们还有成长的空间。
And this age is not easy.
这个时代是不容易的。
I'm more scared than before whenever I'm preaching.
我现在比以前对讲道更警醒害怕了。
I like this church very much.
我很喜欢我们的教会。
When I'm preaching, you don't put out your iPhone.
当我在讲到的时候，你不把你的手机关掉。
There's one particular church.
有一个教会。
Whenever I preach,
每一次我讲到的时候
，they will get on their iPhone.
他们都在看他们的手机。
And to check.
然后他们都在查看。
And they always have a discussion time. They don't have Sunday school. They have a half an hour discussion time after the preaching.
他们并没有主日学，他们在正道之后有半小时的时间是可以聊天的时间。
And they would say.
然后他们都这样讲这些事。
When you are preaching.
当你在正道的时候。
I went online and checked on what you said.
我去网上去看你以前讲到的内容。
And I found out that what you said is not right.
我发现你所讲的并不对。
So, that's why if I have the chance,
如果我有机会的话,
I would not ask the church to switch the iPhone to vibrating.
我不会要求弟兄姐妹把你的手机弄成震动。
Maybe I should ask you to turn your iPhone totally off unless you are a medical doctor.
我可能会要求弟兄姐妹把你的手机全部都关掉，除非你是医生。
I am not clever enough to have people checking on me on the internet when I'm preaching.
我以前没有那么聪明，没有想到说会有人在我讲道的时候还去网上查我以前的讲道。
That's not the problem, it's my problem.
那不是他们的问题，是我的问题。
Every time I preach, I still feel that no matter how much hard work I have, I still not yet achieve it.
每一次我证道的时候，我都会想说我还有不完全的地方。
Up until today,
一直到今天。
In all my preaching,
在我所有的讲道内容里
，I put down every word.
我都把每一次每一话写
下来。I'm not that kind of person who can, out of the blue can say something, without preparing.
我不是那一种不用准备然后就可以讲长篇大论的。
And also, I'm scared.
我也很害怕。
When people say, "Oh, you said,"
当有人跟我说你这样说
，I have to find whether I said something.
我就要想一想我是说了什么。
The way to do it is to check my manuscript. Do I say that?
我就回去看我的讲章，我是真的有讲了一些吗
？I want to make sure what I said wrong.
我要确定我讲了什么东西是错的。
We have to have not yet attitude.
我们必须要有这种不自满的态度。
We cannot say I give you a warning. I know everything.
我们不能这样说，我什么都知道了。
There is a Vietnamese restaurant.
有一个越南餐厅。
At the cashier, they put up a poster.
在收银台那里，他们放了一个海报。
The first line, I am always right.
那个海报的第一排第一行写着说，我都是对的。
Second, if you think I am wrong.
第二行，如果你认为我有错。
The third line.
第三行。
Go back to rule number one.
回去看第一行。
And I laughed when first time I saw it. Okay, I am always right.
我看了第一行，我都是对的，我就在笑。
And then second line, if I am wrong.
然后第二行说，如果我有错。
Go back to the first line.
你再回去看第一行。
I am always right.
我都是对的。
I found out, no, we cannot have that I know everything attitude.
我想我们不可以有那一种我什么都知道的态度。
I have a close friend, I think I have told you before.
我有一个很亲密的朋友。
Whenever you say something,
每一次你跟他说什么
？Before you finish，
你还没有说完
，He will say，
他就会说
，I know，
我知道
，I know，
我知道。
So one time I decide purposely make up something and stop。
所以有一次我准备讲一些话，然后突然停了。
Then of course， what will he say？
那当然，我停了以后，你说你想他会说什么
？Oh， I know，
他会说我知道
，I got my revenge，
我报仇了。
What do you know？
我跟他说你知道什么
？For the first time， he said，
这是第一次他这样说。
Oh, I don't know.
哦，我不知道。
So I gave him a nickname.
所以我给他一个匿名。
Mr. I know.
全知道先生。
But we cannot be like that. We have still a lot of room to grow.
我们事实上我们都还有很多成长的空间。
We need to have a not yet attitude.
我们必须要有这一种不自满的态度。
And then the second attitude.
第二个态度。
Is press on to take hold.
竭力追求。
He said, "Verse one, I press on to take hold."
十三节，我乃是竭力追求。
I press on to take hold. I work hard.
我是一个很努力的人。
I like the testimony of a Christian by the name of Thomas Edison.
我很喜欢一个基督徒的见证，这个就是爱迪生。
He didn't have much schooling.
他并没有很多的很高的文化水平。
He had fever when he was young, so he couldn't hear very well.
他小时候得了一个高烧，致使他耳朵没有办法听得很好。
But he became the world's best inventor.
但是他却成为世界最好的一个发明家。
He registered 1,300 inventions.
他立案申请了一个1049的专利。
But he said,
他这样说,
My success is like this.
我的成就是这样子来的。
2% inspiration.
2% 的灵感。
98% hard work.
98% 的汗水。
Church work is also like that.
我们在教会侍奉也是这样子的。
You may think that I'm boasting.
你可能认为我是在自夸。
Three master degree and two bachelor degree.
两个学士的学位，三个硕士的学位。
I tell you, I have to work so hard.
但是我告诉你，我是很努力的。
Whenever I do my term paper,
每次我写报告的时候
，My wife said to me, I became a widow.
我的太太跟我说，我都像一个寡妇一样。
I have to work 20 hours for what people have to do 1 hour.
人们花一小时可以做的事情，其实我要花24小时去做。
One of the reasons why my parents do not want me to be a pastor.One of the reasons why my parents do not want me to be a pastor.
我父母不想要我做一位牧师的原因之一是
They said, you're not as clever as your three brothers.
你并不像你其他的三兄弟那么的聪明。
As a matter of fact, your tendency of being stupid.
事实上你是蛮笨的。
I still feel that I'm very stupid.
我仍然觉得我并不聪明。
I will classify myself 1% inspiration,99% hard work. I'm telling you honestly.
我看自己是1%的灵感，99%的汗水。
I experience I cannot.
我感觉到很多事情我不能。
I'm preaching in front of you because of one belief.
我在能够在大家面前这样证道，只是因为一个信仰。
God can.
因为神可以。
I really many times experience His strengthening.
我真的是经历了神他自己的能力。
Do my best.
然后我自己在努力。
Thirdly, before I go to the third point, I like the story about the tortoise and the hare.
在我去讲第三点的时候，我要跟大家讲这个故事。我很喜欢这个乌龟跟兔子的故事。
There's a lot of logic in it.
这是里面有很多思想的。
It doesn't matter if you're very gifted in the church.
不管你是不是很有才干的恩赐。
If you are lazy,
如果你是很懒惰的
话 or you find excuses not to do it,
或是你常常为自己找借口不去做的话
will a Christian be lazy?
一个基督徒会不会闲懒呢
I ask a person,
我问一个人
why can't you come to church on Sunday?
为什么你不能在主日来教会呢
and he was very honest,
他很诚实
I'm lazy,
我很懒惰
it's very difficult to kill laziness, it's very difficult,
你要除去这个懒惰这个习性是很难的。
I'm thankful I see myself like a tortoise.
我很感谢神，我看我自己就像一只乌龟。
But I can overcome shortcomings with a little bit of hard work.
我可以用勤补拙。
So people ask me, are you working full time now?
所以有人问我说，你现在是全职工作吗
？I'm working full time.
我是全时间在工作。
How much work do you do?
有你一天做多少小时啊？
I preach one sermon every week.
我一个礼拜讲一次道。
I found out that I was able to put a lot of time in my preparation.
我发现我可以用很多时间来准备讲道。
And then I am doing something that I really feel happy about.
然后我对我所做的事情我很喜乐。
So I said to my family, I am working full time, but I'm only getting a one-time pay every week.
我跟我的家人说，我是全时间在工作，但是我得到的报酬是一个礼拜一份薪水。
My wife is a very good wife.
我的太太是一位非常好的妻子。
I know you are getting exhausted by dealing with difficult people in the church.
我太太跟我说，我知道你要跟教会里面那么多人处理这些关系，你已经很累了。
I will earn the money for you.
我会为你赚钱。
So you don't need to be a full-time pastor.
所以你不需要做一个全职的牧师。
But you have to promise me.
但是你要答应我。
You need to consider your preaching as a full-time work and get it well.
你要把你要每次要讲的道认为是一个全职的工作，然后把它准备好。
I found this very helpful.
我发现他这样说对我很有帮助。
I thank God.
我很感谢神。
This year is the first year I have 11 churches inviting me to preach.
今年是 第一年有十一所教会邀请我去讲道。
I think beside God's help,
我想除了神的帮助以外
I have more time to use to prepare.
我自己也有更多的时间能够来预备。
Another one is to focus on the target.
另外一点讲到的是要专注目标。
But one thing I do, I press on toward the goal.
我只有一件事，向着标杆直跑。
I skip the first one. This year is a very special year.
今年是一个很特别的一年。
You know, Pastor Hui is born in the year of the bull.
你知道许牧师是生在猪年。
This is my sixth year of the bull.
这是我第六个猪年。
I'm 60 years old now.
我现在60岁了。
I ask myself a question.
我问我自己一个问题。
How many years of the bull would I have?
你还有多少个猪年呢？
I'm thankful if I have one more.
我很感谢神，如果我还能够有一个猪
年。I don't think I have two more.
我不认为我还会有两个猪年。
So in 5 years, I'm going to retire.
在五年我就要退休。
So I will say to me, I have to be very focused in what I do.
所以我对自己说，我要很专注在我要做的事上。
I used to like to spend a lot of time cooking.
我过去一直都喜欢花很多时间煮菜。
It takes my diabetes to stop me from liking buffet.
我现在因为有糖尿，所以我现在不再那么常去吃包肥餐厅。
And I said to myself, I have to be very focused.
我对我自己说，我需要非常的专注。
The fourth.
第四点。
We have to take steps.
我们要按部就班。
The Bible says.
圣经这样说。
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
What is the application today?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
I gave you a one step,one plan for the year.
我给你们一个计划，一年一个计划。
You know, there's something very new there. Do you realize something from your church?
你有没有发现那里有一个新的东西是你们教
会的？ I will go to that later.
我等一下再来谈那个。
In growing upward,
在往上成长的部分。
In unity,
在我们能够合一的部分。
In church growth,
在教会成长的部分。
In the activity you have coming Saturday,
在我们有一个礼拜六将有的活动。
I give you a one plan.
我给你们一个计划。
Take steps.
按部就班。
Reading one chapter of the Bible every day.
每一天读一章。
Every quarter, you read one book or attend a Sunday school.
每一季你读一本书，或是你来主日学。
I skip one week. Every week, you send text to care for somebody in the church.
一个礼拜，你送一个短信去关心一个人。
Let me emphasize, encouraging and positive.
让我强调，我们要鼓励，我们要正面的鼓励。
I learned my lesson. Don't send anything negative through writing or text. Because the meaning is not in the writer, it's always in the reader.
我自己学的功课就是不要在你写给人家的短信上面写任何负面的东西。
Because the meaning doesn't lie on the writer, it lies on the reader.
因为你所写的这个意义不在于你写的人，而是在读的那个人他怎么样去解释。
So concern for somebody once a week.
所以一个礼拜去关心一个人。
And then lastly, every year, bring one people to church.
最后一点就是一年带一个人来教会。
So next week is your chance.
所以下个礼拜是你的机会。
You know, this church has the best food in town.
你知道这个教会有前阵最好的食物。
In fact, I go to a few ones. You have the best among all the churches that I've been going to.
事实上，这个教会是我去过所有教会里面真的是最好的一个教会。食物是最好的。
The food is the attraction.
食物是一个吸引。
But the heart is we want people to come to church.
但是我们的心是我们希望能够有人来教会。
Okay, make your desire.
让你的心有这样的心愿。
Okay, either you read one chapter every day.
或是你一个礼拜读一章。
Each day, one chapter.
一天读一章的圣经。
Send a care for someone once every week.
一个礼拜送一个短信去关心一个人。
Every quarter, attend a Sunday school.
一季也参加一次 的主日学。
Every year bring one people to church.
一年带一个人来教会。
Today I really don't control my time well.
今天我没有把时间控制好。
So I skip my conclusion now.
所以我现在要把我的结论跳掉。
We'll stop here.
我们就在这里结束。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。主，我们谢谢你今天的教导，再次提醒我们，我们要忘记背后，主，忘记在世人眼中以为的成就，而是能够去记住主你自己是一个什么样的神，去认识你的宝贵，去认识你的能力。主，你帮助我们，在我们对你的认识里面，我们能够有一个行动上面的回应，我们不是把这个认识成为我们头脑的知识，拥有对你的话语的知识而已。主，让我们成为一个有行动的人，是一个有生命展现的人，让人可以从我们的行动，从我们的话语里面看见认识你的能力，认识你复活的大能。主，我们知道我们都是不完全的，我们也时常是软弱的，但是我们有一位完全的神，我们有一位爱我们的神，我们可以依靠。主，谢谢你借着今天的经文再次来提醒我们你向我们的心意，以及你要给我们的祝福，让我们能够成为一个得着基督的人，叫我们的生命真是能够丰富富足，也在一切的事上靠着基督的大能能够得胜有余。求主借着圣灵每一日的提醒我们，能够来回应你的话语，我们真是用我们的生命，用我们的生活，用我们的行动行出你话语的能力来。求主你纪念祝福每位弟兄姐妹，使我们听的人还有讲的人在今天都蒙你话语的祝福。我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们。
阿们。